Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you on this getaway Friday, July the 23rd, 2021, 18 minutes past the hour. And last night, as I started off this morning by telling you, was a huge night in Toledo, Ohio, a huge night for this station, and a huge night for two very well-known personalities in the state of Ohio and beyond. The man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, was with us last night, as well as Superfan, the Buckeye guy, as we headed up north about an hour and a half to the famous Tony Paco's, where Buckeye Guy and Ted Williams signed a bun, and their buns will be on the wall forever now amongst five presidents, politicians, sports figures, movie stars, Burt Reynolds, Doc Severinsen, Patti LaBelle, the Four Tops, Pete Rose. They're all there at Tony Paco's, and now so will be Buckeye Guy and Ted Williams. And it was a media circus. The place was packed. And to get some firsthand accounts of this, we're joined by one of my longtime pals here for about 15 minutes this morning to recount a piece of history. And that's what last night was. The superfan himself, a good friend of mine, the Buckeye Guy. Buckeye Guy, what a night it was.
Scott Spears, let me tell you something. You talk about one of the great pleasures. I mean, it was an instant classic. It jumped all the way to the top 10 of all the things that have ever happened in my life.
You know, Buckeye Guy, I walked in last night after you had gotten there with Ted Williams, and it really was a media event. Kind of describe to people what you walked into.
Lights, action, camera, X's on the ground, where you were supposed to stand, microphones. They had print media. They had video media. They had radio there. Every news outlet in Toledo was represented last night.
All three television stations and both newspapers, and there was actually a media section last night for this event.
Unbelievable. They took their whole, you're exactly right. They took a whole section up. It, you know, it was like media press passes. And man, I'm like, who in the world is here? And it walked in, and they're looking for Ted Williams and Superfan Buckeye Guy.
You know, Buckeye Guy, what was interesting to me is when I pulled up outside, Tony Paco's, it's a Thursday night, it wasn't the weekend, it was 7 o'clock, it wasn't dinner time, but it was absolutely packed, and it's not a small place.
No, the joint was jumping, man. Scott Spears, I'm telling you. It made me feel like I was right at home down in Columbus on Lane Avenue at the Varsity Club. It was big.
You know, Buckeye Guy, last night I likened this to the Hollywood Walk of Fame for Ohio. How do you compare looking, I mean, because a lot of people, when we talk about signing buns on the wall, they think, well, maybe there's a few there. How many buns do you think are on the wall there at Tony Paco's?
There's literally hundreds. It was, I mean, and these are first-rate stars. I mean, okay, let's get right down to the crux of the thing. Jamie Farr is from Toledo. They used to have a Jamie Farr outing on the professional golf tour. And everybody would come through there, you know, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, the whole thing. And Jamie Farr would always start off the tournament. And they would do live clips from there. I seen Alan Alda had signed the bun. It just sent me.
It was unbelievable to the degree that it really is immortality, because Tony Pacos has been there since 1908. You can go into any grocery store today, buy their pickles, buy their sauce, buy their hot dogs, and it all started there in Toledo, Ohio.
Hungarian hot dogs, by the way. You can get anything on them that you want. And the pickles are just as tart, sweet, and spicy, just like I like them.
Now, Buckeye Guy, tell us about the food. How was the food?
Absolutely. They've got a cabbage roll, stuffed cabbage roll. It was fantastic. Also, I went a little bit off the farm and got the roast beef. What a great choice for me. The roast beef was unbelievable. But looking over and looking at Ted Williams' plate, Scott Spears' plate, the hot dogs were the order of the day.
They certainly were. Now, Buckeye Guy, when you were signing your bun and all the media converged on the table where you and Ted were signing the bun, which, by the way, the first ever dual signing in Tony Pacos' history. Unbelievable.
History. It was historic, man. I'm telling you.
So when everybody
wanted to see it.
When everybody came over to the table and the lights were flashing and you couldn't even see what was going on, as you signed that bun, what was going through your mind?
This has got to be monumental. And it's real big. And you really got a sense of how big it was and how huge it is to the folks there at Tony Pacos. And the manager comes over and they roll out the red carpet. Okay, Buckeye Guy. There's a couple of people over there that want to take a picture with you and Ted Williams, the Golden Voice. It was just unbelievable. It was flashbulbs over, all over. It was like a concert.
Well, you know, that was one of the unique aspects of last night. This is Toledo. This is not Columbus, Ohio. This is you know, a ways away. But, boy, I don't know how many people wanted to get a selfie, get a picture, get a video. I mean, it was endless.
We've got a shared interest, and that's the Ohio State University, and it's usually viewed by 25 or so million people, and those are some of my best friends. I look so very forward to going out, and especially going out to great places like that and meeting great people.
You know, these places in Ohio, if you have not been to Tony Pacos, what would you say to somebody who has not been there?
Please make the trek. Like I say, I've seen it. I've heard about it. ESPN does a little clip, a blurb on it all the time. Who's ever's carrying the golf tournament. But let me tell you, folks, you got to go and see it for yourself. They got parking lot in the back of the place. Then they got another parking lot across the street that was totally full on a Thursday night at 7 o'clock.
You know, Buckeye Guy, we're down there in the heart of downtown Toledo. Toledo is an area, for a while, that was not on the boom. I think Toledo is making quite a comeback.
Yes, they are. It was right there on the river, man, and I'm telling you, the Toledo Rockets are there. It's, you know, the Toledo Glass Bowl is there. Everything's on the upswing. The Toledo Mud Hens are there. And so we're very aware of Toledo.
You know,
now, even more so, having seen it firsthand.
You know, Buckeye Guy, one of the classic moments last night for me was when the buns were being signed and we did that. You and Ted Williams spontaneously went into a duet.
We were so close to the home of Motown. Ted starts singing a Temptation song. And man, I jump right in and start carrying a tune or so myself, and it was unbelievable. I'm telling you, last night was monumental, one of the great pleasures of my life, and I have Scott Spears to thank for that.
Well, I appreciate that, Buckeye Guy. Before we wrap it up here this morning, and I thank you for joining us, before we part ways here, for our listening audience, give us a little Friday music.
It's a great day for Friday. Here's your Friday music. You get up in the morning to the alarm clock warning. Take the 8:15 until the minute. And we've been taking care of business every day.
Buckeye guy. It was a pleasure last night, and we'll meet up down the road.
I thank you, man. We'll get back on the trail. Thank you, Scott Spears.
Bye-bye. Buckeye guy. One of my all-time favorites, and last night, one of the two men who signed a bun at Tony Pecco's. So glad we could check in with him this morning. It was truly an event to behold, and hopefully this hour we will hear from Ted Williams, also to get his perspective on what went on last night. Buckeye guy, one of really the unique figures here in Ohio, and we have to treasure that sort of thing. It was monumental, to be sure. Now, let's see here. Trish won last hour, so we've got her Columbus Zoo tickets set aside here. By the way, don't forget the pastor spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker will be coming up at 11:10 a.m. this morning till noon on WWGH Radio, and then we'll have the Exchange Club from 12:10 until 1 p.m. today. Should be a lot of fun. Always a lot to talk about there. And I do want to remind people again that the free vaccination clinic is going on July 24th. That's tomorrow, 3 to 7:30 p.m. at the Prospect Ohio July Festival, held at the Prospect Park. Prospect Family Medicine is putting this on. They're offering the Moderna shot. If you have any questions, call 740-361-0781. Again, that's a free vaccination clinic going on at the Prospect July Festival tomorrow, July the 24th, from 3 until 7:30 p.m. And I also want to mention that Nate Redman, one of our hosts here on the station, who does offbeat news and trivia every Wednesday from 4:10 to 5 p.m., will be representing WWGH Radio tomorrow at the Prospect July Festival, so we thank him for doing that. Trying to get out and back into the community, get ourselves acclimated back after a year of this, well, really a year and a half of this pandemic. And that's what the event at Tony Pecco's, in a way, was about last night as well. Getting acclimated, getting back to things, and it truly was a lot of fun. And boy, I'll tell you, when Ted and the Buckeye guy went into that duet, it was something to behold. Something to behold like you have never seen before. What an event it was. You know, you only get those events every so often. Spontaneity is the spice of life. And as I say, we heard from Buckeye Guy here this morning. We thank him for calling in. And we will talk with, hopefully, Golden Voice Ted Williams before the morning is up this morning. I'll tell you, one of the big news stories this morning, the Cleveland Indians, it looks like, have made a change now. Their name, they will no longer be the Cleveland Indians, as I just said. The team name will be changed to the Guardians. So now we all know what the Cleveland baseball team will go by. Now the handle will be the Cleveland Guardians. How about that news, fresh off the news wire here? The Cleveland Guardians. No more Cleveland Indians. The Cleveland Guardians. And there was a lot of controversy involved in that, but, you know, that's the way things go. So now we will have the Cleveland Guardians. 31 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday. WWGH Radio here, coming at you. You know, we had a trivia question earlier. It was our last trivia question in our segment in regard to cartoon characters' famous sayings. Now, we still don't have the answer. The cartoon character famous saying that we're looking for is, "It stinks." What cartoon character said, "It stinks"? Did anybody come up with it there during the break or the conversation with Buckeye Guy? What cartoon character's famous quote was, "It stinks"? 740-383-9944. We'd all love to know if you know. It stinks. Who said that? give us a buzz here. We'll get you in on another drawing to win tickets to either the Columbus Zoo, the Wilds, or Zumbezi Bay. Who said it stinks? Go ahead, caller.
Is it the critic?
It was the critic. Do you remember the critic with John Lovitz?
I loved it when I was a teenager, yeah. I used to watch it all the time.
Yeah, it was a great show there. All right, who do we have on the line?
It's David.
All right, David, we got you down. Thanks. David called in. It was the critic. Now, John Lovitz did the voice of the critic. The critic was on, I think it would have been the mid-1990s is when the critic was on, if I remember right. Yep. I think we had a 30-second delay caller there who was calling in for the critic. But yeah, the critic was a great show. John Lovitz did the voice. It was a film critic, but it was a cartoon program. And I really liked that program. I don't know how many episodes were done. I know it was done as a primetime series at one point on ABC. Then I believe it moved over to the Fox network, but it was a great show. It Stinks was the tagline, so it was a lot of fun, and we're glad we finally got the answer to that. There you go. Oh, let me see here. Sure. There you go. Thank you. No problem. Have a good weekend. I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, Trish came in and picked up her tickets this morning. Very, very nice. All right. We continue on here. Let's see here. What trivia questions are we going to go in now? We've got all of our cartoon characters answered. We've got all of our slogans answered. What else do we need to answer here? Let's see. I'm sure we've got some more trivia questions laying around here somewhere. Hold on. Let's see what I can come up with here. Looking for trivia questions sometimes is a very interesting endeavor. Maybe we could do some more food trivia. That might be some fun. Food trivia is always good. Let's see if we can maybe jumble up some more food trivia here. Well, let's see, we got food trivia, and then we have some other trivia questions. Let's see. Well, we got David in so far. We'll have to get some more entries in here this morning. Let's see, what kind of food trivia do I have in front of me? Don't forget the Pastor Spot is coming up next, 11:10 a.m. till 12 p.m. on this station. Exchange Club, 12:10 to 1 p.m. today. We look forward to hearing from the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, this morning in regard to the bun signing last night, 35 minutes past the hour here. We heard from Buckeye Guy earlier. Always entertaining, always very exuberant. That Buckeye guy has a lot of energy. High energy is a very, very good thing. And it's been fun to be with him a couple times in the last week. It'd been a while since I had been around the Buckeye guy. But boy, we've done chili cook-offs and all kinds of things with the Buckeye guy over the years. All right. I think we have some good, solid trivia here this morning that we can get into. Let's see what we've got. People, you know, oh, wait a second here. We're getting a phone call. All right. Well, I think I know what this is. We thank the Buckeye guy for joining us via telephone earlier on because we had an amazing event last night at Tony Paco's in Toledo, Ohio. It was a dual bun signing. Buckeye guy super fan and the legendary man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, one of my dear pals. I'll tell you, this man and I have been up and down the road for more than 10 years now, and it was significant last night because it is the 10-year anniversary year of Ted Williams creating the viral video back in January of 2011, and what a pleasure it is to be joined this morning for the next 20 minutes to recap all of the events that went on last night at Tony Pacco's. What a media circus it was. It was an event to behold. He is the man with the golden voice. That is the moniker they have given him. But he is a thinker. He is a doer. He is an activist. He is a smart man. And the conversations that went on in the car last night to and from Toledo, Ohio, were great because he is interested, he is intriguing, he is charismatic, and you can't teach that, and you can't teach curiosity. He is one of my favorite broadcasters. When his voice is on and he is on, I cannot turn my head, I cannot switch the dial. We welcome to these microphones my pal, the man with the golden voice, fresh off a bun signing at Tony Pacco's, Ted Williams. Ted!
Hi there, Scotty. I love your intros, but let me tell you, you are my best friend. And every time I go to an event with you, man, we always have a lot of laughs, we have fun, and Tony Pacco's is truly an honor and of the consideration and the opportunity for all the celebrities that have signed a bun. I'm amongst the top of them. Art Garfunkel, I'm just going to name a few that came to mind. Oh, it's just so many great celebrities and television stars and movie stars, and it was just phenomenal. And for my name to be amongst them people, I almost felt like it was the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I had my star and my bun amongst the celebrities that were honored as well.
You know, Ted, it was your first time at Tony Pacco's last night, and when you walked in, were you surprised at the size and how many buns are on the wall there?
I'm very surprised, and I was surprised at the size of the place. I thought it was just a little hot dog stand, or not a little, but, you know, I didn't expect it to be as spacious as it was. But, yes, I mean, no, I did not have any idea that there was going to be numerous, stars, celebrities and movie stars, athletes, you name it. They were on that wall. Patti LaBelle came to mind. Just so many of them. David Brinkley, people that I admired along my life lifetime. It was just phenomenal. I feel so great. And then, of course, Buckeye Guy was there with his hazmat suit. I love Buckeye Guy, but it was great to be in his presence as well because he is very popular here at the Horseshoe and Ohio State. He's synonymous with Brutus. So I kind of enjoyed that as well.
You know, Ted, when we walked in, we pulled up together with Angie and Jeannie last night, and we were going in, and all of a sudden, there's three television stations, two newspapers, a whole media section. What'd you make of that?
Well, it almost reminded me, if I must say, it almost reminded me of when that first day came when I went to WNCI with Dave and Jimmy that morning, when we pulled up, and there in their parking lot was every news organization from the Today Show, CBS Morning Show, CNN, Entertainment Tonight. I mean, it was just phenomenal, and it just reminded me of that because when we came in, Buckeye Guy was being honored with a bun as well, but he had an interview with those three television stations, and as soon as he said his last words, it was like, excuse me, sir, can we please get a shot with you, an interview with you? And I said, sure. And every time, like I said, I'm with you, things happen magically. I didn't expect that, that's for sure. I thought we were just going, signing a bun, taking some pictures with the staff and management of Tony Pacco's, which from what you had told me and then what I looked up as well, many, many people from Jamie Farr, many of the MASH people, and oh, it was just phenomenal. And for me to be included in that group or that class, yeah, Red Skelton, I mean, Milton Berle, the names just went on and on.
Five U.S. presidents.
Oh, the presidents as well. Yeah, you know, to be honest with you, I didn't go to that wall. and not because the presidents are there, but because there's just so many other names you have to you look at, man. It's just like a Hall of Fame there. And I was more interested in the celebrities because you said the first president signed was what? Monroe or somebody?
Well, I think Bill Clinton is there. Trump is there. Obama is there.
And now that I did see Donald Trump, former president, and I didn't see Bill Clinton. But if Donald Trump's on the wall, I know there were other, you know, predecessors or whatever, following him or before him. Well, not following him. But,
our current president, Joe Biden's on the wall there.
Yeah. Now, was he president then, or was he, you know, a congressman or a?
I think he was vice president under Obama.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I think that's what that was. But you know, Ted, you had the chili last night. Got to talk about the food.
Oh, okay. Well, I hadn't. I think you were the only one at our table who had the famous hot dog that was dressed with the works, so to speak. My stomach probably couldn't handle that because you had everything on it. And then I had the chili, which was great. It beat, I'm not talking about Skyline, but it definitely was on top of that. And then I had by the way, the peppers and the fried pickles and peppers were great, absolutely great. The food was great, you know, for what I had. I didn't know what particular, you know, what they were known for. And I think you had that, but... it was great. The service was great. The manager was great. The owner, he happened to be the owner, the manager, the CEO of the place. And then, of course, the girls were great. The waitresses.
Now, Ted, you know, when we walked in, are you still shocked? When you walk into a room like that, I don't know how many autographs you signed, how many videos you took. People were just grabbing for you.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's just really a godly blessing. Scott, you know that. I always attribute the successes and all that I've had in the past 10 years as a God situation. I couldn't have done it without him in my life. But I will say this. Yeah, 10 years later, I'm still getting, excuse me, can I take a selfie? Excuse me, would you like to take, can I take a picture with you? And, you know, how you doing? You look good, you know. And then I like when people try to give me my life in retrospect of some of the, you know, things that they remember by way of social media and so forth. Because there was, I only had one backslide, and that was back when I went back and reestablished my relationship with Dr. Phil, and I completed my 90 days and have been sober ever since. So people say, they love to come up and say, yeah, I followed your story all from day one. Yeah, and then you had a little fallback. It seems like they want to throw that in and hear my comment about it, you know.
Yes.
But I'm just so happy that people still root for me, even on my show, which I didn't promote yet. And, I'm coming back to WWGH with you, Scott, and I want to do my air shift, and I think I'm right now have the room to do it. I have the accessibility, and you always make me feel home. I love Marion, as I mentioned. I'm just sorry I couldn't move there under the circumstances of my wife passing away, and I'm referring to her as my wife because Kathy was a wife to me, and when I think about it, you know, I should have married her because it wasn't that I was married, you know, while dating her but for 32 years. That was my wife, my friend, my lover, my woman. She was my brother, my sister. She was everything to me. And I went to Detroit over the weekend, and I spoke at a memorial service, a remembrance service for the fallen officers since 1979 in Inkster, Michigan, which is only like 15 minutes away from Detroit. And I spoke at that event, and I brought tears to my eyes, and I got a little emotional while speaking, but I got a chance to be with the chief of police, Mr. Chief Ratliff, and it was exciting, man. And I ate some good soul food, and I didn't get to Motown. The city, actually, Detroit and Inkster flooded, and it's been deemed as being a national disaster or state of emergency disaster, and so they're waiting for FEMA. There's so many places that have flooded, and one of the historical sites that I wanted to go back to was Motown, Hicksville, and they were flooded.
Hmm. Well, Ted, I got to ask you this because this was part of our big announcement last night that you are going to come here and do a regular air shift on WWGH. Now, after all these years of coming on as a guest, how does it feel to be getting back into radio and doing a regular shift every week?
Hey, man, I'll tell you, that's my, so to speak, that's my element, that's my lane, that's what I enjoy doing, and to do it with you or do it at the same station that you have made a pinnacle of radio in Marion, I feel great. I want to get in there and start getting them callers to call in and win various prizes that we have. And doing my little social media turn, giving my spinoff. But I love the way you interview because you can interview me anytime, and the questions you ask are so fantastic. I listen to many of the people that you have interviewed over the years, and my God, you got a roster that's, you know, bigger than any type of news service that you're up in the tops, man. You interview some great people.
Well, Ted, I cannot wait to come here and work with you. I think we have always had a very nice chemistry since the first time we met, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And, well, what does it mean to come to WWGH, a station which you have guested on many times, to do a permanent show?
Well, you know, it's been a long time since I've actually pulled an air shift with any show. WVKO here in Columbus, I tried to do with my manager, the morning show, with a gospel radio show. And my gospel is a little limited. You know, I would play nice music, gospel music, but I couldn't tell you who the artist was. So being that I started in urban radio, I would always say, like, if it was, of course, let's say John P. Keys Tremaine Hawkins and the Hawkins family and the Winans and all of those, I would say that's the Motions and whatever. I'd call them the urban names. That was the best name. I called one gospel group the Commodores. But coming to WWGH, I want to entertain the Marion listeners. You know, I don't want to be away from the folks. I want to come down a station. We can meet each other and talk to each other. I want some on-air guests that they, you know, come down. If I talk about a restaurant on air, I want the owner to come down and let me bite what their specialty is and let them tell me what is it made of. I'm not going to try to promote anything off or try to do anything to make everybody go to that restaurant, but I want them to know that this is a restaurant that's available to you, Mary. You know, I enjoy my interviews because I'm very in-depth. I'm like you, Scott. I'll ask the whys and what makes you think and who do you think you are. So, I've had some guests that were like, wow, you know, he thinks he's really on a top, a major market, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, it's very interesting to me because in the car last night, it's about an hour and a half drive back from Toledo, and we were in the car with Jeannie and Angie Evers last night, and I'm telling you, if we could have just put a microphone on Ted last night and recorded it, he did a show in the car for an hour and a half last night.
I thought I may have been talking too much, but I was interested in family, and that's what I was talking about, and I was asking the lovely Angie. Angie, how many siblings do you have? How many sisters do you have? How many brothers? Only to find out it was three girls. Charlie only had three girls, and I asked who thought that they were the smartest, you know, out of the group, because, you know, kids can be rough with each other right in the house. And found out Angie's a good old country girl, a farm girl, and all of those things. And then I found out that Mommy, what's her name again?
Jeannie.
Yeah, Judy.
Jeannie.
And
Jeannie,
okay. Yeah, Jeannie and my man Charlie, they were a team for over 44 years prior to his passing. And so I wanted to know about, she said he loved birds. And, oh, I had a great conversation interviewing them, and I think they didn't mind. But at first, I was beginning to believe, like, God, we didn't take this on where we're getting grilled on the way back home and stuff. But they enjoyed answering them, and I enjoyed listening, and I enjoyed being informed of how it was to raise three girls. I raised four girls and two boys. So I know what parenting is, and of course things have changed since then. And only to find out that good old Angie used to knock her sister around that always thought she was better than, you know, and stuff like that. And Jeannie loved talking about when her and Charlie would go out to various campsites and all, and how they enjoyed that. And how Jeannie... with human fertilizer, cherry tomatoes, you know. She turned me off by saying, oh, yeah, manure is a great fertilizer. And I'm thinking, like, I love cherry tomatoes, but I'll never put another one on.
You know, what was interesting about that, I just started listening in the car because you were bringing stuff out, and this was so impressive to me. You know, I believe that was the second time you'd met Angie, second or third, and you know,
yeah,
maybe the first time you'd actually sat down with Jeannie, and you were bringing stuff out. It was so fascinating to listen to, and I said, you know, this is Ted Williams. This is why he's so good. This is why I cannot turn you off when you're on.
Oh, Scott, you're too great in your adulation. But I will say this, I enjoyed it, and that's what I like to do on WWGH, because you said you have a lineup for me that you look forward to. Phil Donahue, I'd love to interview that man and a few other people you mentioned. Sam Donaldson, the epitome of journalism. Man, it would just be great.
We're going to work it out, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And those, you know, since you have gotten back into the public spotlight 10 years, have you done any high-profile interviews?
No. Well, Dave Chappelle, but that was off camera and off the air. But I was talking to Dave, and he felt like he had to ask me, he said, wait a minute, what show am I on? He asked his manager or his publicist or someone on the side, he said, what show is this? And it wasn't no show, it was just me talking to him in general. I was asking him, how does he like living in such a small town like Yellow Springs, Ohio? And then I asked him, do you ever get any bad feedback from your audience? Or have you ever bombed? Or what is it like to bomb when you're a stand-up comedian? And who's your closest friend in the business and all of that? And he had to ask somebody off-cuff, who's this, you know, like, damn, is this Entertainment Tonight or somebody?
Well, that's the thing about you, Ted, and people can say what they want to say, but the truth of the matter is you have the trait that makes all good interviewers great, and it's a natural curiosity. You don't have questions in front of you. I've seen you work. You are just genuinely curious.
Yes, absolutely, and that's what John Q. Public is, curious. It's not a need-to-know basis. It's just that our curiosity takes us there, and that's the way I interview, you know.
Ted, one of my classic favorite moments last night will be, we were doing the bun signing there with Buckeye Guy, and I had asked Buckeye Guy to sing, because I had just found out recently that he can sing. He sang a song. I asked you to sing a song, kind of in jest. You very humbly obliged, like you always do. But then Buckeye Guy joined in, and you guys did a whole number from Motown right there in Tony Paco's last night. I love that moment.
Yeah, the song was Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Now, I have to say, I don't consider myself a singer, but that's one vocal by David Ruffin, who was the lead singer of the Temptations back in the 60s. I had to go, I know you want to leave me, but I refuse. And so it started him going, because he was like, damn, I wish I would have did that. And, you know, it was funny. And so he jumped in, and that was all we needed. We were like the... what do they call it? The cover band of the Temptations.
It was historic. Ted, don't sing the whole song, but give us a little bit. You started it there. Just give us a little a verse. It's great.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. Because if I have to beg and plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, because you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg. Oh, sweet darling, please don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud to plead, baby, baby. Please don't leave me, girl.
Beautiful. Well, Ted, before we let you go here, we got about 4 minutes left, because this is what we're going to do when you come to WWGH. Big news story here in Ohio this morning. The Cleveland Indians have announced what they will change their name to. I've said it wrong already. It will not be the Cleveland Indians anymore. It will be the Cleveland Guardians.
Oh, Lord. That's about as bad as, you know, well, they kept the Browns, Cleveland Browns, but when they went to Baltimore, it became the Baltimore Ravens. I was like, imagine if they'd have stayed here with that name, the Cleveland Ravens. But that's what they're going to change, that the Generals? No.
Guardians.
The Guardians, okay.
It's a done deal,
ladies
I guess.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Cleveland Guardians.
You know,
that's terrible.
I know. Well, yeah. I mean, what do you make of that? I mean, I...
Well, the issue socially or...
Well, yeah, the issue itself and that this is what they've chosen.
Man, I don't know. I can't think of... if it was called the Indian Red Bloods or the Indian Redskins or, you know, how Washington, when they got the Washington Redskins and all of that, and I can see that being a little derogatory toward the Native Americans, but the Cleveland Indians, at least they called them Indians, but now if any other team would have said anything like maybe the Cleveland Hatchets or the, you know, and had a picture of an Indian with one of those what do they call them, tomahawk, now that would have brought it, or the Cleveland Tomahawk.
Yeah, it's a very when another subject I want to touch on here in our final 2 minutes, because you're down there in Columbus. The city schools announced yesterday in Columbus that there will be a mask requirement for the Columbus City Schools.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, it's going to be a frightening thing for the kids to finally be amongst themselves socially with masks on and kidding around, running through the halls, pulling people's masks off, and then you got a kid who has been traumatized that now they've been exposed to COVID, or there's the possibility, you know, it's gonna bring a lot of the controversy in that.
And Ted, right before we wrap up here today, the Olympics start, the Tokyo Olympics start. What did you enjoy watching the Olympics?
Probably one or two events. You know, I'm going to, of course, watch Team USA in basketball. And boxing, and I love figure skating. So, yeah, there will be, and of course the gymnastics area. I like the gymnastics, the female gymnastics, the gymnastics. They make it more exciting, you know. And the figure skating, I love all of that. But yeah, it's going to be interesting in that, because where are they going to Tokyo?
Tokyo, Japan.
That's going to be a COVID situation. They'll have the whole team quarantined and everything else.
It's a very interesting time. Well, Ted, as we hang up here, as we part ways, where does last night rank in the 10-year history of the Golden Voice?
Amongst the tops, I have to say, you know, it's truly a blessing to be amongst that. Sign that, you know, whenever you get a chance to sign something, like I said, it's like the Walk of Fame to me, or I'll call it the Bun of Fame. You know, if I would have autographed a few asses, that would have been good too. they're buns. I've heard people refer to their,
posterior.
Posterior, that's correct. I can always depend on you to come up. Posterior, yeah, I've heard them referred to as buns, butts, bunkies, ass, and all that.
Well, Ted, you know what? As I said last night, after we're all long gone, you and Buckeye Guy will still be hanging on the wall there at Tony Pacos, and that is a great honor.
Yes, it is, and I thank you for that consideration and opening the door for me in that event. That was a very, very nice thing for you to do, and I thank the fine people of Tony Pacos, and I had a great time.
And Ted will be headed to WWGH within probably the next week or two, so stay tuned. Ted Williams back on the radio.
The man with the golden voice on WWGH 107.1 FM in Marion.
Talk with you soon, Ted. Stay well.
Yes, sir. You do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be back after this short but very important break. How about that? The golden voice coming here as a permanent home on radio. It's going to be a lot of fun.
107.1 FM. LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For people like the first female Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright.
If Donald Trump does get in, what kind of damage could he do? He's got to deal with Congress, the Senate, the Supreme Court. From somebody who's been there and dealing with foreign countries, if he's in there, what could there be a bad future?
I'm concerned about that. I have said that if he gets elected, it is a danger to the United States. The truth is, in many ways, just the kinds of things that he's saying during the campaign is a danger to the United States. The United States, for our national interests and the safety of our citizens, does